This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I never ranked him, I don't believe.
You said he was in the top five.
Yeah.
And now we've gotten...
And he's in the top five. Now we're getting some definition.
I mean, that's all. But I like the definition. We're getting some definition.
Definition.
I like this, that it's becoming clear. I like this.
But we also have the not list, which is basically we have to agree on a candidate that just cannot be the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And then we're forwarding that to the Cleveland Browns so they know. Don't cross us. We won't whisper at you or your quarterback. This all being said, T.J. Ward, former Browns safety, was on the Arena Gridiron, which for some reason Gilbert Arenas is talking football. But Skip Bayless was there. Other known a-holes were there.
Skip.
And T.J. Ward had a stray for the Cleveland media.
Like, Cleveland, dealing with the reporters and the media in Cleveland is misery. And every year they're looking for a fresh start, no matter who it is and where they at.
Now, it's funny because there's always a segment of fans who just want to be like, yeah, he's right. And then what murder? And then there's a segment of fans or a segment of media who want to attack T.J. Ward. I'm not going to do that. T.J. Ward was here from 2010 to 2013. His teams went 18-46.
Yeah, they stunk. Yeah.
They had three different head coaches. The media didn't do that. But I don't blame T.J. for, as a young player in the league, maybe not understanding that, because then he went to Denver and they made the playoffs every year and won the Super Bowl. So, not every year, but won the Super Bowl one of the 3 years he was in Denver. This to me is like, yeah, guys, the media was covering 18-win team across 4 years. It's still a little tough to be like, so how are you liking it out there?
I know it's weird, though, only because I've listened to Mary Kay talk about this. I've listened to a couple other people that were in the locker rooms with him, and like their accounting of it is just so different than what his perception is. That's the part that's throwing me off. Because Mary Kay would be as honest as anyone when it comes to like, yeah, he never seemed like he really liked us, or we really got the vibe that this wasn't going well for
like
him.
Like Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, like some guys make it obvious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like when it comes to him, everyone's like, no, we thought that he liked us a lot. We thought we had a great rapport. I'm not saying he won that media award they give out at the end of the season for like the good guy award. And he didn't win that, but they all seemed like they really liked him and got along. And so that just kind of makes it a little weird.
To the fans who blame the media, I don't really have a problem if that's what you think. I tend to think you're wrong. Having been in Charlotte, having been in Michigan way back at the beginning of my career, I've been in enough markets that have covered pro sports teams to know there are people in the media who are generally miserable. There are people in the media who are generally incredibly positive. There are people in the media who are kind of balanced, and there's everywhere in between. So are there media members that I watch how they portray things and go, wow, that person doesn't just seem miserable at their job, they seem miserable in real life. Yes, it's called humanity.
I was going to say, this happens all everywhere.
Yeah,
like we have all types of people that are this way, and your office, wherever you are, this is how this works in life.
So like I don't think, like, and again, there are people who I think are, there are people that somebody will be like, oh, that person's in the team's pocket. And I'll be like, I tend to agree with you. So I don't think, like, it's not some sweeping, I don't want to do some like sweeping, well, the media kind of thing, because I think some of the observations people have about the media are fair, or the Cleveland media are fair. But he's talking about a media that isn't here anymore. The media that's 13 years ago.
I know.
TJ Ward doesn't know a damn thing about the media today. And so that's why, like,
yeah,
the people who today are taking it, and I'm not saying you or I are doing this, but like, I got at least one text from somebody being like, can you believe he said this? And I was like, you weren't really in the media then. You know what I mean? Like, he's not talking about you.
He can't be talking about
and
you.
And it was just funny to me to watch the reaction to this of like, well, that was TJ's experience 13 years ago. And Okay. But like the one thing I do want to speak on is I think the least intelligent response, though, is, well, the media's miserable and that's why the Browns are mad. That's why the Browns are bad. Historically bad. I think you're getting the ass and the tail mixed up there on how this goes.
I would say we
have no power in this. We really don't.
But what's funny about that is, so like when Ross came on yesterday, Ross led the interview with, well, you guys got your wish.
Yeah.
And we had to clap back and be like, if only we had that much power, Ross. But like the reason why Ross does that, it's not because he like actually thinks we got Kevin Stefanski fired. It's a big joke on the idea that there are people out there that'll live with the idea that they actually think we got him fired.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get him fired. No, yeah. Part of us had a hand in that. That's not how this works.
Guys, Jimmy Haslam wouldn't be a better owner if you had Bubbles and Sunshine, a couple of local, let's say, erotic performers here, and all they did was talk about how great the Browns were.
Well, I was going to ask, which one? Am I Bubbles or am I Sunshine? Okay, good.
I think you're Sunshine.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
you're Bubbles then.
Yeah,
okay.
I certainly am. You want to know how I got that name?
Yeah, no, I don't. Not at this point.
I think you know.
I think we all connected.
Enjoy the bulge.
All understand how that goes. But I think it's not just in sports. But it's become more and more prevalent of the media, and it just lacks any depth of knowledge or reality. And that's not to defend any segment of media. There are realistic criticisms you can have on anything, be it politics, be it local government reporting, be it sports talk, be any tech report. All of it there can be criticized. But if the blanket statement is, well, the media, at least as it pertains to the Cleveland Browns or any of the teams in town, guys, if we had that kind of power, probably wouldn't be working in media anymore.
Yeah, here's my easy read on it. I think TJ, I think he was in front of, that's a big profile podcast. It's got a lot of people that I'm sure he's trying to impress. I think that was an obvious, I don't know, in to like, hey, I have this experience, you don't, so let me go ahead and let me paint it this way. I just think he just ended up just saying something he didn't actually mean.
Imagine.
That's all.
Imagine.
Because it doesn't line up to what anyone that was there at the time says that he was in his experience on it. So, like, I think he tried to impress Skip, all these guys, and it just was what it was.
Imagine trying to impress Skip Bayless.
I mean, I get it. I get
like,
it.
Like, you got to understand, I know I'm in the rarity.
But
if you're
TJ Borden and like Skip Bayless is a massive podcast, massive following, massive everything, and he's this big Shador guy, you're probably going to want to, say some stuff.
There's very few people.
It validates what TJ Ward is trying to express in the idea that Shador's got this bad lot in life, and Shador's got this bad situation with the Browns and all these things, and everyone's out to get him. And then if he adds this in there, it validates it to everyone in that room in a way that they can have it validated. And so it makes TJ in this conversation seem very valuable and very interesting, and that's all he was going for. I swear to you, I would bet so much money he's shocked that people in Cleveland even are talking about this. He did not see this coming.
I have no problem with what TJ said. I just happen to disagree with it. Or sorry, I think I have context to it that makes everything pretty understandable here. But
I just wish he put names on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think we know. He was talking about Ken Carmen. Ken was at Knights there. Everyone thinks that's a real B-buster, that Ken Carmen.
I mean, TJ used to go on with Bolin Fox.
God, that's like, so
like
long
a,
ago.
Like a semi-consistent basis at
that's,
that time.
That's so
like, that
long
was not
ago.
Like,
the funny, well, oh, you know, I'm so glad you said that. Cleveland media protected TJ a lot when he was here. TJ was a young player. TJ had a lot of fun. And there were a couple stories that I have heard that were not reported out of respect to TJ because he was so well-liked by the media. And again, nothing like incendiary guys, nothing arrest-worthy, but certainly some immaturity things when TJ was super young that wasn't reported and that I'm not here to report, but I'm here to tell you, I heard those stories, and then it was always followed with, we knew he was a good kid. It wasn't huge news. We're not going to embarrass him. That's we kind of let the team kind of take care of
that. That's why I'm saying I just think he I don't think I don't think he meant what he said, only because there's nobody that has said that that was his experience here outside of himself. So if that's how he feels, you can't tell him how he feels. Clearly, it's how he felt, but it just doesn't align with what anyone has suggested that was his experience as.
All right, let's go ahead and get to the not list here. Now, if you guys do not remember this, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy, Jonathan Gannon, Steve Sarkisian, and Vance Joseph were on our combined not list. So we have to both agree on the candidate for it to happen. The guys who are on the not list, so guys that one of us put up, but we did not, did not get confirmed, it's like impeachment, Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Brady, and Chris Shula. I will start off today's not list. Kurt Cignetti. I'm sorry, guys. He's a college coach. He's never coached in the NFL. I'm 99% out on college coaches anyways.
Yeah.
But if you've never coached...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A day in the NFL, you have no chance, and I mean no chance of succeeding. You have to have some foundation in the NFL, be it as an assistant, be it as something. And everybody who goes, oh, but what about Pete Carroll? He started as an NFL head coach, and then he went to college and then came back. Oh, but what about Jimmy Johnson? We call that an anomaly, and it was 40 years ago. I'm sorry, Kurt Cignetti is on my not list.
I kind of thought that Cignetti was going to make this list because I just don't think it's practical is the idea. Mm. And so I'm with the idea. I will approve the not list only because I kind of want the conversations to go away because I just don't think it's baked. I don't think it's reality.
Yeah.
And
he's
also if it
he's
was
also
reality.
Early 60s.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the other side of this. But Well, I'm not going to ageist this one. If we end up with an early 60s guy,
so,
that's fine.
So Pete Carroll...
We can't go octogenarian, okay? Like there is a
he's only 74.
There is
he's a
cutoff line. I know there is a cutoff line at some point, okay? But that line is not. How old is Mike McCarthy at this point? He's got to be early 60s.
Yeah, I know 62.
Yeah, he seems like he's around the age that you were talking about, and so I'm not going to be an ageist on this one. Yeah, I'm not going to be an ageist.
I'm weirdly good about people's ages. Can't remember their names. Will occasionally just forget like words. But, man, you want to talk somebody's age that I've looked up within the last 15 years? I will remember.
I was going to say, you've had to have looked up because I almost want to quiz you on ages now.
Well, yeah, no, I had to have looked it up, which then you have to remember. I'm going to have to remember if I've looked it up or not. It's a whole deal. All right, who do you have on the not list?
I'm going to add Mike Kafka to the list. He is popping up on different people's, especially with the Falcons. He's got real odds that are happening here, and I want to make sure Kafka is on the not list, and we just stamp that down.
I'm going to block it.
You're going to block it?
Yep.
Kafka?
I'm not going to hire him, but he's a young offensive mind of the Andy Reid milieu. Jackson Dart looked respectable at points this year. Kafka was the OC. I'm not going to bat for him. He's not my top 10. He's not my top 20. But could I block them from interviewing him? I think not.
The Giants situation just went so horribly. It was a bad spot to be in. I don't think
Giants.
It was a fair shake. I just need a little bit of time to breathe with Kafka. Just like, give me a couple years, and then we can reset, and then your name will be back in the mix again.
Kafka reset.
I need a Kafka reset.
Mm. Mike LaFleur.
Oh, instant veto. You knew I was going
to
veto that.
I need you to go back and watch.
I love LaFleur.
Why?
Let's
because
go.
Of the name?
Let's go.
The only reason you want him is the name.
Yes, exactly right. I'm not even going to be
You know, this
coy
could be a
that.
Jay Gruden, John Gruden situation, right?
I don't think so. He spent more time with McVay than Matt did.
He spent more time shining his shoes?
More time in the presence of greatness is how I see it. More time in the
for
presence
it to
of greatness.
Rub off?
If McVay believes
is this
in
an
him
enema?
For
what
the,
are we doing here?
If McVay believes in him for the amount of years that he's believed in him, everyone that McVay has believed in for as long as he's been there, it's been guys that we all think very highly of. It's been LaFleur. It's been Zach Taylor. It's been KOC. It's been all these guys we think very highly of. He'd be the outlier of outliers if he didn't end up being good as a head coach.
Except KOC didn't have other outside play calling experience before going there, right? He'd been the OC in Washington with Kirk Cousins, did fine for himself. That's not why he wasn't retained there. Mike LaFleur was a legitimate disastrous OC with Robert Saleh. Disaster.
Everything was a disaster with Robert Saleh in that situation.
It was the worst version
We're going to interview Robert Saleh for a reason, because the Jets aren't a fair comp in this.
I don't know that Robert Saleh is not on my individual not list. How the turntables have turned.
I didn't know you were an anti-Salite.
See, that's how you do it. You there laugh at the other person's bad jokes, you dean.
Is that it? Oh, yeah. I'm like the chuckle hut over here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but because I got great jokes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm missing.
real quick, do you have any more names to add?
No, that's it. In fact, I didn't even know we were going to do this at this point, so that was a couple on the fly there. You're lucky I had a real Kafka hate thing going on today.
I don't hate it. I got real close.
I couldn't believe it. He's like popping up on all these things now. I'm like, did we just watch Giants football? What happened here?
LaFleur. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.